I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. In the early 1900s, a young man set off from his village in South Asia. He didn't have a set plan, but he ended up here in the United States, specifically Sheridan, Wyoming. And he became very successful there, cooking for a living. His specialty wasn't the traditional food he grew up eating in South Asia. No, he was really good at making tamales. So good, in fact, that he was given the nickname Hot Tamale Louie. We learned of this classic immigrant success story from Catherine Schultz. She wrote about it for The New Yorker.
Surprisingly, given the nickname that he was known by all of his life, Hot Tamale Louie was an immigrant from the borderlands between Afghanistan and Pakistan, whose real name was Zarif Khan. We don't know a whole lot about his very early years, but we know that as a young man, he left the small village he was from and made his way by ship, probably via Hong Kong, San Francisco, and Seattle, to the coast of the United States, and then through to the interior via South Dakota, and landed in Sheridan. Now, the question of why there exactly is one of the black holes of this piece and one of the really interesting ones. We don't know, again, a lot about how he got there. We just know that by 1909, this young man from 12,000 miles away had set up shop selling, of all things, hot tamales in Sheridan, Wyoming.
Why hot tamales? You certainly don't think tribal lands of Afghanistan when you hear the word tamale.
No, and you don't even think Sheridan, Wyoming when you hear the word tamale. That was really the million-dollar question of my piece, almost until the very end that I was reporting it. Why is this man from Afghanistan selling tamales? And the answers that everyone locally had, including Zarif Khan's children and other relatives, were, oh, you know, we think he met a Mexican immigrant somewhere along the way, and that person taught him to cook, or maybe he actually lived in Mexico for a while, none of which turns out to be true, as is so often the case. The reality is much more fascinating, which is that Zarif Khan's life happened to intersect with this strange boom in tamale sales in the United States between about 1895 and 1915 or 20 or so. There was this absolute craze for hot tamales. It started at the Chicago World's Fair and gradually spread around the country. And so for a while, if you were new to the country or poor and wanted to start a business but couldn't afford a lot of overhead, a good way to earn some money and achieve some success was to start peddling this hot new food item, the tamale.
Now, what's interesting is Hot Tamale Louie makes his way to Wyoming, but then he stays there, you know, really for the rest of his life. What kept him there?
My best guess, and one that I think would be seconded by everyone who knows him, is that what kept him there is he found a really wonderful life. Sheridan, Wyoming in 1909 was shockingly cosmopolitan. In some ways, it was more diverse and kind of bustling than it is even today. He was running, of course, this tamale shop. There were Chinese restaurants. There was a Polish community, an Italian community. The railroad went through there. And of course, the railroad was still really the kind of bloodline of the American nation at that point. He was so widely loved by the time of his death that even now, 60 years on, truly anyone over the age of 50 that you stop and talk to in Sheridan can tell you stories about him. So I think he stayed because he was loved. And you know, when you are loved, it is easy to love a place.
And certainly his food was loved. People still talk about it.
And his food was extraordinarily loved. Yes, it's true. It's really fun listening to people reminisce about it. I mean, this place, by all accounts, was truly kind of a dive. I mean, just a real hole in the wall, kind of off of Main Street in Sheridan. And yet the burgers and tamales that this man made, he started with tamales, and when he opened up a little restaurant, added hamburgers, among other things, to the menu. And truly, it's, you know, when people talk about them, it's like, you know, they're all but salivating. The memory of this food is obviously just absolutely enchanting to anyone who ate it.
What's really poignant in this story is Zarif Khan. He's sort of the prime example of someone living the American dream. But then tragedy hits when he's visiting his homeland. What happened?
Yeah, this is a really sad story. So Zarif Khan ultimately married, had six children, was again very beloved in Sheridan. His whole family was beloved, and by account of those children, had really happy childhoods there. And he took that family back to Pakistan pretty much every year so that they could know their relatives there and spend time with them and know where they came from. And on his last trip back in 1964, I mean, at this point, Sharif Khan is a very old man. He's 80 years old. He had always had this nephew who was, or great nephew, I guess, who was just a very troubled young man, by all accounts, kind of the black sheep of the family, someone who had always been difficult and prone to violence. And on that trip back, one of the things Sharif Khan was doing was giving away a lot of money and property. By this point in his life, he was quite wealthy. And this one troubled family member was unhappy with his portion, basically with his allotted share. And early one morning when Sharif Khan and a different relative were on their way to a neighboring village to buy a wedding present, actually, he waited for them by the side of the road and killed his great uncle. So very sadly, Sharif Khan died where he was born, 12,000 miles from the place that he ultimately would call home.
Was he buried in Pakistan or Wyoming?
Yes, he's buried in Pakistan, as was his wife when she died much, much later, just a few years ago in 2011.
Are any of Khan's family still in Sheridan today?
Yes, indeed. Two of his six children are still in Sheridan, and a great many Khan relatives are in Wyoming and kind of nearby areas, Montana, South Dakota, Colorado.
Is there still any business associated with tamales in the Khan family?
Sadly, there isn't. That family, his widow, quite remarkably, given kind of the very dire straits she found herself in after his death, his widow actually did open a cafe restaurant. A cafe hotel, kind of a joint business after his death, and kind of found her own economic footing, and then ultimately liked the hotel end of that business better than she liked running the restaurant. And so now that whole family is pretty much in hotels in the region. And there's one daughter in Florida who now cooks as well. And so she's kind of carrying on the Sharif Khan legacy. But for the most part, it's carried on chiefly in the memories of all these people who kind of glaze over with joy when they think about those tamales.
Catherine Schultz wrote about Sharif Khan, also known as Hot Tamale Louie, for the current issue of The New Yorker. Thanks, Catherine.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.